Shalom Ivracha, we are continuing with the Shir HaMalos. As we mentioned, the Shir HaMalos are describing the greatness of the connection between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the nation that the entire universe was created for, and we are the ones that are taking advantage of it for the purpose of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being Zoicha to be part of His tremendous greatness and goodness. So we mentioned there are three levels. There's a level how to manage in times of golus, of tzoros. That was the first one. The second one was how to appreciate the hashgacha that Hashem has in Klal Yisrael. And the third and the highest level is to appreciate the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that we are the makovah for the hashras hashchina. We are the being that Hashem puts his shchina upon. And that's through the Beis HaMikdash. By the Dayanis, when we start from Mitzrayim, and we end up with Beis HaBchira, the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the third Shir HaMalos. Asher Malos LeDavid Samachti Ba'omer Li Beis Hashem Nelech. The Gemara describes that David HaMelech knew that he will not see the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And even people were saying, when will David HaMelech die and Shlomo will build the Beis HaMikdash? David HaMelech even so says, I'm happy to hear that people want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, that's the highest level of Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That even if I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyzer, that I can't see that higher level of the Beis HaMikdash, but I'm happy that Klal Yisrael wants it, because I want the will of Hashem to come out. That's our goal in life, not just to be involved in ourselves, but do what we can to mechazik those around us, to mechazik Klal Yisrael. And that's our greatness, we can do it. Ramara says, this appreciation of the tool that we have throughout history, and when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we still have the Torah HaKadosha. And it says, when we were fighting the wars, what kept us on our feet? What brought us to Siyata Shemaya, Yerushalayim, the Torah that was being learned in Yerushalayim? This throughout history is what the force that Klal Yisrael has that brings us here to Shemaya. Here we have those members of Klal Yisrael that devote their lives to Limud HaTorah, and the rest of Klal Yisrael also, each one his level, spends part of his time for Limud HaTorah. That's what Klal Yisrael is all about, taking advantage of the opportunities we have to build our deep and intimate relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we do that through the Torah HaKadosha. And we mispal and yearn for the Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechubra lo yachdov. This is what we're looking forward to. Yerushalayim not just physically built, but a city that connects everything together. It connects Klal Yisrael together, because in the Beis HaMikdash was a place where all of Klal Yisrael came together, and they experienced the Hashras HaShechina, they had the Ruach HaKodesh, which elevated themselves in the Avodas Hashem, and brought out the fact that Klal Yisrael is one unified nation. And Chazal say also, Yerushalayim Shelmata, Yerushalayim, the physical world, has above it Yerushalayim Shelmala, spiritual Yerushalayim. And also, when the Beis HaMikdash is built, the two are aligned one with the other. And all the tefillahs and avodah go straight up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the idea of Yerushalayim, to bring the shleimus to the world, to connect humanity, specifically Klal Yisrael, with one another and with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do we have when we have the Beis HaMikdash? Shasham olu shvotim shiftei ko edis li Yisrael lehoidis l'shem Hashem. Over there, olu shvotim shiftei ko, we are called the shvotim of Hashem. We're not just another nation. We're the Shvotim of Hashem. It says Hashem put His name on Klal Yisrael to show that we are pure. We watch over ourselves. We separate ourselves from the Tumah of the other nation. And that's the Eidus Yisrael. That's Hashem's Eidus on us, that we are different. And also, the Beis HaMikdash is the Eidus Yisrael, which shows that Hashem wants to be Mashvi Shechina, therefore he made a house for his Hashras Hashechina as a sign of that. And what is the greatest thing a Jew can do? Lehoides l'shem Hashem. We would go up every year to the Beis Hamikdash, not just to see what can I get out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how could I praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the depths of my heart. That's what the Beis Hamikdash is all about. To feel and appreciate that special, not only physical world, but primarily the spiritual world, and the ability to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Torah, through the Hashuas HaShchina, which is intensified in the Beis Hamikdash. Kishama Yoshu, Kisses the Mishpat, Kisses Beit David. In the Beis Hamikdash is a world where everything is put in the right place. The chairs of Mishpat. Farshim says not only Mishpat within Klal Yisrael, but Los Lovitz it's going to be the Mishpat. Like it says, Volum Vishin, Ha'atzion, Lishpat is Harisav. All the Goyim are going to be judged and punished for their evil. And on the other hand, will be Kisos Leveis David. There will be a special throne for Machlis Beis David, Mashiach, Shuyovah, B'meir, V'yameinu.